May 16th, 2022 meeting, regular meeting of the Oroville City Council will begin this evening in prayer with Pastor David Hargrave from Salem Mennonite Church.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your blessings. We thank you for this council and for this city. Thank you that you have brought us through a difficult season these past few years. And as the council convenes tonight, I ask God that you would grant them wisdom beyond their own, insight beyond their own, as they lead this city through the turbulence of these coming times, these times. I pray, Father, that you would bless this city, that we rally together behind them and find ways to encourage, inspire, and support one another. We ask all these blessings in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Pastor Hargrave. Appreciate you being here tonight. Clerk, please call the roll.
Handwerk.
Here.
Spirit.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Thank you. Council should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from the last regular meeting of City Council on May 2nd, 2022. We have a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Larson moves.
Second.
Shanklin seconds.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
All right. Thank you very much. We do have a number of items for public comment this evening. Mr. Bettiger is our guest here.
Yes.
Okay.
Jay Myers, representing our state association, AMP. And,
All right. Mr. Myers, if you could please approach the podium for us, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Jay Myers. I'm the AMP regional marketing rep for this part of the state. I'm here tonight to give a scholarship to a worthy student. A little bit about AMP, American Municipal Power. I'm sure most of you are pretty well familiar with AMP as it is, but AMP is a nonprofit wholesale power supply provider and services provider for 134 members in nine different states. That would be Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, and Delaware. Combined, these member communities and their utilities serve approximately 650,000 customers. The organization provides a variety of services for its members, including power supply planning, engineering, financial, environmental, generation, legal, public relations, and other support services. AMP members receive their power supply from a diverse mix of sources, which includes wholesale power purchases through AMP, open market purchases, energy produced at AMP and through member communities resources. The organization and its members are committed to being responsible corporate citizens with environmental stewards and simultaneously maintaining a supply of cost-competitive, reliable electric power for our members' retail customers. A little bit about the scholarship. It's a Lyle B. Wright Scholarship. Up to five of these are awarded every year to a worthy student. They're $3,000 each. We do it once a year. In 2022, or including 2022, AMP has awarded $438,000 worth of scholarships to different students and different programs. Began in 1988. The scholarship is named in the memory of Lyle B. Wright, who is a strong public power advocate and served on the AMP and OMEA boards. The scholarship is awarded to a graduating high school senior who's receiving electricity from a public power AMP member. This year, 28 students were nominated for the Wright Scholarship. The finalists took a test about public power. AMP Board of Trustees approved five recipients based on their scholastic records, personal achievements, and public power test scores. I'm very pleased to announce that all those got the, one of the recipients is one of their residents, and that would be Jane Wallace. A little bit about Jane. She was extremely involved in activities here. She's planning to attend Ohio University to study geography and environmental pre-law and Spanish. She was involved in community activities. Some of the highlights include that she was a member of the National Honor Society, acting as a secretary this past year. She is a senior class president, as well as the senior president of the Senior Advisory Board, Student Council, and Earth Science Club. Jane was involved in tennis and softball, earning awards in both sports. She participated in a marching band, serving as band captain and brass section leader. Also volunteered in many community activities and programs. We find Jane to be a very talented student, and we're happy to award on behalf of the AMP Board of Trustees this check for $3,000.
Comments. Next up is Mr. Lou Fleege. Fleege?
There you go.
Oh, finally, I get it right. All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. That was nice. Now, gets down to business now, right?
All right, yes.
Mr. President, Mr. Mayor, council members, thank you very much for this time this evening. At the last meeting, I had an opportunity to point out the lack of any compelling reasons to proceed with the sidewalk project. And today, if I'm not mistaken, you'll be voting on this measure. And as council members, I understand you're subjected to many votes. 14 by my count at the last meeting alone, so there's a lot of this. And while I have no doubt appropriate consideration is given to each, the process itself can become rote, often with unanimous results to keep things moving forward. My ask in all of this is for you to avoid the groove of the repetitive tonight, and each of you give serious consideration to this measure before casting your vote. Ask yourselves, is this in the best interest of the city and of my constituents? How does it improve the economic development of the community? Is this really the best use of the funds being set aside? Or could those funds be better used, impacting more of the community than this project does? And does the benefit of completing the project clearly outweigh the desires of the residents in that area, as expressed in the nearly 200 signatures submitted in petition against this taking place? I'd like to remind you that it's all right to say no. In fact, it may be more important when a person votes no, because it makes others stop and reconsider their position for a minute. When this effort was first brought up, I'm certain that the reasoning around it appeared very sound. And after practicing due diligence, what may have seemed like a good idea now may not make seem like the best use of resources. I believe many of you have reservations, whether you know exactly what they are or not. Otherwise, I think this matter would have been resolved much sooner and not held for three readings. I'm only asking that for each of you to give this matter serious consideration and to vote your conscience when the time comes. As a wise man once told me, it's a terrible thing to think that you're in a groove when you're actually in a rut. So thank you all very much for your time, and I appreciate you listening tonight.
Thank you. Next up on our agenda is public comment by Mr. Tom Hosteller.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council President, esteemed council members, other important public servants. Thank you for once again allowing me to share a few minutes of your time. This evening we will be doing your third reading regarding the Phase 4 sidewalk project. This evening I am doing my third reading to you, as the representative of many Orville residents who are opposed to the Phase 4 city project. We have a petition with signatures from almost 90% of the residents on these Phase 4 streets who are opposed to the sidewalk project. This petition was filed by me with the mayor's office on September 15th of 2021. As elected officials, you campaign to represent your constituents and represent the voice of the people. Again, 90% of the residents on these Phase 4 streets, your constituents, are expressing the voice of the people as not wanting unneeded sidewalks. According to the City of Orville sidewalk installation policy adopted by the Orville City Council on February 18th of 1997, nearly all the residences in the Phase 4 area fail to meet the criteria to need sidewalks. Again, by the standards of the City of Orville, unneeded sidewalks. Many residents in our area are elderly and do not want the added physical burden or financial burden of clearing snow from unneeded sidewalks. Some residents in our area are financially stressed due to COVID and rampant inflation and do not want the expense of spending thousands and in some cases tens of thousands of dollars for excavating and pouring unneeded concrete on their property. One of our esteemed council members writes a column in a local publication detailing his delights and the pleasures of our local trees, flowers, and plants, and the animals and birds that inhabit them. I've enjoyed reading his column for several years.
3 minutes.
And not once do I remember him saying how delighted he was when these trees and plants were torn down and replaced with slabs of dead concrete. Now the city's Phase 4 project will destroy
that. I do need to interrupt you. Your 3 minutes has elapsed, so I'll give you just a moment here to conclude your thoughts.
Very good. The Phase 4 city project would not be progress. It would be a step backwards for the residents. Mr. Mayor, Council President, esteemed council members, please listen to the voice of the people of the Orville Phase 4 residents, your constituents, and vote to put an end to this unwanted and unneeded project. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Russell. I appreciate you being here and participating this evening.
Thank you.
All right, that's conclusion of our public comment section of our agenda. And so we'll move on to our standing committee reports, and we will begin with our Parks and Recreation Committee. And Mr. Handwerk, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you, Mr. President. Orville Parks and Recreation did have a meeting last, it would be May 9th at 7 p.m. And the focus of that meeting was the upcoming skate park at Orr Park. We did have a well-attended meeting. I think we had 25-plus people, roughly. And there was a lot of different folks there from different backgrounds, skate shop owners, professionals, and folks that even work for Vans Shoes Company. So we got a lot of good information. We discussed the layout of the park and the design process. And I would like to thank Mr. Wheeler, and I would like to thank Kristen Ensley. This was our first skate park meeting. We've already won a $12,000 grant for the skate park as of last week. So pretty excited about that, and that's the notes I have for our meeting.
Who's that grant from, and what's it for?
Are you going to talk about that tonight, Steve?
I didn't know if you were going to mention it or not, but yes.
Okay.
It's from the Wayne County Community Foundation.
Ah, fantastic. Yeah. Okay.
That's all I have.
I tell you, that was something I was blown away by. It's just that whole community and the positivity of that whole community, and like, I don't think we've had a committee meeting with that many people here for a long time. Incredible energy and support for the skate park. So it's great to see you helping move that along. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, the next is our Utilities Committee. Mr. Shanklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utility Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right, thank you, sir. Our Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right, thank you. And our Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. President. Transportation Committee has not met. I just have four quick items. First one is concrete streets are now on the southbound. They switched sides between High and Market Street this morning. Looks like I drove by my way to this council meeting. Everything's already tore up. I'm guessing they're probably going to pour either tomorrow or within the next couple days. The current contractor, concrete contractor, they've agreed to complete the crosswalk in the school zone before they leave town. So that's a good item. I expect that to be done well before the 4th of July festivities. And then the last item, there's two resolutions on the agenda. Resolution 2222 and 2322 is the purchases of vehicles. Steve does have a reputation of using vehicles until the wheels fall off. So obviously one of them is replacing a 1985 GMC. The other one's replacing a 1999 Ford F-550. I do urge council to pass this one tonight. We are waiting on an F-250 and with our local Ford dealership, and it's been a year and we still haven't, they can't tell us when it's going to be here. So just kind of take those budgeted items and get that order done. I'm asking that we can pass that tonight, sir. With that, I have nothing else, Mr. President.
All right, maybe we could take a road trip and help them assemble the vehicle. All right, thank you. Our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Aspiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met. I have no report for tonight.
Thank you very much. And our Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee met on May 9th to discuss proposed legislation regarding roll-up dumpster permits.
All right, thank you very much. And our Finance Committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee has not met. However, I see Mr. Trimmon has passed around a 2023 budget calendar. So, going to have to start discussing that already. This budget will need to be approved at our next meeting, this first meeting in June. So, take a look and let us know of any issues.
Thank you. That's the one that has to be submitted to the county. All right, thank you very much. There are no special committee reports, so we'll move on in our agenda to our administrative reports, and we'll begin, as always, with Mayor, Mr. Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a few items tonight. One, to continue congratulations to Jane Wallace, even though she's gone now, that's quite an accomplishment for her, and I know she's been a tremendous student at Orville since she was in the high school. Also want to congratulate Ray Fiscus. He is our he's from the electric distribution department. He's our employee of the month. Ray started his employment with Orville Utilities as a utility worker in the electric distribution department on April 9, 2001. Ray was promoted to a line worker 3 in 2008 and always shows up to work with a positive attitude and is willing to help no matter what is the task. His comment towards safety, or his commitment towards safety, has made distribution department a safer place to work. Ray lives in Creston with his wife, Teresa, on a small hobby farm, and he enjoys powerlifting and outdoor activities and following college sports. And we'll be having lunch June 1st. We're having trouble getting a schedule in May, so it's going to be June 1st. Also, I want to congratulate Mr. Jim Duxbury from the high school science teacher, who is receiving the Paul Powell Citizen of the Year Award for 2021. That was announced last Friday as we surprised him at his classroom on 7 o'clock on a Friday morning. And so he was very excited about that. And he's done so many good things for students over the years, for 30 years at the high school, and lots of things outside of the classroom that he wouldn't have to do, but he just did because that's Jim Duxbury. So congratulations to him. I also have a proclamation to read. We get these every once in a while, and if you'll bear with me here, I do want to read this. It has some very good important points for people to keep in mind and to remember. Whereas hundreds of people die and thousands are injured each year in the United States as a result of electrically related incidents, and whereas property damage resulting from home fires caused by electrical failure or malfunction amounts to more than $1.4 billion annually, and whereas more than six people are electrocuted each week in the United States, and whereas citizens are advised to protect their homes and families with the latest, safest technology, such as ground fault circuit interrupters, arc fault circuit interrupters, and tamper-resistant receptacles. And whereas citizens are urged to install, test, and properly maintain an adequate number of smoke alarms, and whereas the Electrical Safety Foundation International, ESFI, is dedicated exclusively to promoting electrical safety in the home, school, and workplace through education, awareness, and advocacy. Now, therefore, I, David T. Hanwork, Mayor of the City of Oroville, do hereby proclaim this month of May 2022 as Electrical Safety Month in the City of Oroville and encourage all citizens to observe the importance of establishing and practicing electrical safety habits in their home, school, and workplace to reduce the number of electrically related fires, injuries, and deaths. So we want to just remind people about that. I also would like to just comment a couple things about our public comments, and I'm not doing this for debate. If you guys want to talk with me later, that's fine. But we've had several times mentioned no relative reason for these sidewalks, and I would point out that that's according to people that don't want them. We don't do things here for no reason. We feel that the reasons we're doing this are perfectly justified, just as they were when this whole program was started years ago. And so I wanted to just address that. The other thing, criteria, that's been mentioned twice also. I want to just bring to everyone's attention that the original criteria was set just so there was a place for us to start phase one. You know, we needed, okay, where are we going to start? And so that's when we did, you know, what was connected to schools or what was closest to the hospital or just anything like that. And then from then on, we had a place to go for the next phase and for the next phase. So those original criteria marks really don't have a ton of bearing on the phases two, three, and four. We needed criteria so we knew where to start phase one. So I just wanted to bring that up too. And the other thing about the percentage of people that are against this, there's a pretty good percentage of people up there that already had their sidewalks in. They put them in years ago. So I'm not sure about the 90%. Could be, I don't know, the percent doesn't seem to make that much sense when there's already a lot of people that already have those sidewalks in. And that's all I have.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. And we'll move on then to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. The park restroom project is progressing well. If you had a chance to kind of keep an eye on it down there, it's really moving along. The concrete sidewalks have been poured as well. Most of the interior's been completed, so they are definitely on schedule, if not a little bit above or ahead of. The Park Culvert project is also finishing up. They're scheduled to do the asphalt repair on Ella this week. Then they'll finish up the grading and seeding, and that project will be completed, or at least that phase of that project. The ball field lights are up. We're still needing to trench the conduit. The zip crew's actual physical structure lines, which is the piece of park recreational equipment, that has been installed. The concrete was poured today, so they still do need to finish the platforms and, of course, create the border and mulch as required. The service department is focusing on the cemetery over the next couple weeks, obviously, in preparation for the Memorial Day ceremonies. And they'll start filling the pool tomorrow, so we're coming around to that as well. That's going on this time of year, and the police department is installing some additional cameras at the park as part of the overall camera project. Those were on back order, so they have arrived and will be installed this week as well. So really nothing going on at all. And that's my report for tonight, sir.
Good. Thank you very much. And then our Utilities Director, Mr. Prediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a few brief comments. I also wanted to congratulate Ms. Wallace again. It's a privilege to be associated with an organization that gives back to a lot of the members there. And Orville has served on their Board of Trustees for several decades there. So we appreciate the opportunity to be in a position to be able to do that. The other item is, Mr. Wilson mentioned there, the budgets are in process. This will be an interesting year, I think, for everybody doing budgets. Utilities have started a little bit earlier, and just due to the environment that we're in and the economy that we're in, we're going to have to get a little bit creative this year when it comes to estimating some of the cost and the timing of the products that we need. And, to provide services we need this year. So we're going to see some, I think, some budgets that are going to have a little more hop into them just due to a lot of the unknowns that we have. But we'll try to pair that as close as we can get as far as where we believe revenues are going to be. But this is probably going to be one of the more difficult budgeting process years that I think all of us have embarked on here for quite a while, but we'll plow through it okay, but we'll maybe a little bit surprised by some of the numbers that that we see coming out of some of the workshops. Other than that, that's all the comments I have tonight.
Right. One of the stories that you told, I don't remember what it was, but something that the utilities needs to purchase, you don't know how much it's going to cost until the truck is ready to leave. Then they'll let you know.
Yeah.
They won't even commit to a price until they're ready to ship it out. So, yeah, I don't know how you budget for that. But good luck to you. Appreciate that. So, all right, and our Finance Director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just one quick comment to expand on Councilman Wilson's report. We have planned, or tentatively planned, to have first reading on June 20th. The second reading on July 5th, and the final reading on July 18th. At the next meeting, I would just ask that you approve the budget calendar. So if you have any conflicts with any of these dates, if you could reach out to myself or Councilman Wilson, I'd appreciate it. That's all I have.
Thank you. And our Law Director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no comment this evening.
All right, thank you very much. For my comment, I just wanted to take a moment. I don't have occasion to do this very often, but I just wanted to thank council for their work. Occasionally when you're on council, maybe once or twice in a term, you'll get a difficult issue. A lot of the work does seem to be routine, but of course you know that's not because you do a lot of work behind the scenes. But I think especially in the case of the sidewalk issue, I have seen each of you do a lot of listening, and I think that's the most important role you can have. You've listened to people who are both for and against. You've gathered a lot of data, a lot of facts. The administration has done a lot of work to gather data for you as well. I've seen you work together in committee meetings. You hosted an open house to listen again. And I've seen just how carefully you've treated this issue. And just on behalf of our community, I just wanted to say thank you for all of the hard work and diligence you've put into this issue. I have no idea, of course, how you want to vote, but I think no matter what the outcome of the vote is, our community can be confident in the work that you've done and the decision that you have arrived at. So I just want to take a moment to thank you for all the work that you have done on this, but of course many other issues. But every once in a while, like I said, get a difficult one where you'll hear a lot more comments than usual. So appreciate all of your work on that. That's all I have for this evening, so we can move on our agenda to old business. And Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance C-22, I move this ordinance be placed on third reading.
Second.
Second. Mr. Hamburg.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Ordinance C-22, an ordinance opting out of House Bill 172 and reaffirming the ban on discharging, igniting, or exploding consumer-grade 1.4G fireworks in the city of Oroville, except as set forth herein.
Very good. Any other further comments or questions? No, I received a question this week, which I answered, but perhaps other ones have it. Could this ordinance be in conflict with another ordinance that we have about shooting projectiles and those kinds of things here in the community? And I found that the definition of fireworks is very clear and narrow, and so I don't think it's in conflict with these other ordinances that we have. The noise ordinance included, the noise ordinance does not, this fireworks actually is a source of noise for that ordinance. So anyway, if anyone else was wondering about that, that was a question I received this week. Is council ready to vote?
I move ordinance C-22 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Ms. Carr.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you.
Mr. President, if I may.
Yes.
I just wanted to just pass on to council that Chief Birkbeck's been working on a article just in case this was passed tonight, so that'll be released as well in the next couple days. That way we'll get the information out and folks will be aware of these new regulations that are now in place.
Yeah, the important thing is the state passed a law which has all kinds of days which are allowed to shoot off fireworks. We have a narrower time frame, which is essentially the week of the 4th of July. For,
yes, you know, with time allotments in there as well, which the state has none.
Okay. So our residents need to be looking out for that further information coming from the chief.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Mr. Larson.
Resolution 1822. I move this resolution be placed on third reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hamburg, after you got in first.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 1822, a resolution declaring the necessity of constructing sidewalks on certain properties in the city of Oroville, Ohio.
Very good. Any questions or discussion?
I would like to.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Rick raised his hand.
He did raise his hand. I've got to reward him for that, Mr. Spears. Okay. You have the floor.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to make a few comments. The first would be that I echo Mayor Hamburg's points that he made during his report. And I marked those off. I don't need to speak on those. But there were a couple other points that came up today that I really just wanted to defend a little bit. And the first one was the comment made by Mr. Fleege about just voting yes to move things along. Me personally, that does not happen. There's a lot of work that happens not in this room, in open public meetings. And when I show up here, for the most part, I know what I'm going to do. Sure, I'm open-minded and I'll listen and things could change, but I just want to make sure you understand that at least me personally, I believe probably most of council, if not all up here, it's the same thing. So there is a lot of work that goes into things and the decisions. We don't just say yes to move on.
I understand. Absolutely. Yeah, you give appropriate consideration. Absolutely.
And then the other one was the issue you have with this going three readings. I believe the comment was, if we thought it was important, it wouldn't go three. We got a little bit of a double-edged sword here. So if we don't let it go three and we pass it on the first, we get accused of not being transparent. So a lot of the reason behind letting it go three was to provide opportunity for additional comments and discussion and that sort of thing. So I just just to explain.
And greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, Mr. Orson.
Thank you, Mr. President. A few points that I wanted to make, too. First, I wanted to thank the host, Ettlers, and Mr. Fleegee for coming and commenting, and really for all the interaction that you encouraged during this. I think that the process, we've been criticized that the process took so long because, you know, we just don't get anything done. I don't understand where that comment actually came from, because it was in the form of due diligence. It was in the form of letting people tell us what they felt, letting us gather information, taking care of the engineering, and actually showing people at an open house exactly what it was, how this would affect their property. I'll say, as an aside, very few trees will be destroyed in this project. But I also wanted to say, too, and this echoes Rick a little bit, you know, we take these decisions very seriously. You know, whether or not an issue goes one reading and we approve it, it's still something that everyone up here has deliberated on. And we each come at this from our own experience of life. One of the things that compels me to get phase four done is that I was a part of the first three phases. As an employee of the city of Orrville, council approved this project, deciding that we needed sidewalks throughout town. I was the person who went out and told folks that they needed to have a sidewalk. I was the person who told them where it needed to be. People were not often friendly about that. It was a tough job, but now when I drive down Crown Hill Road and I see people walking on that sidewalk every single time I go up and down that road, I think to myself, you know what, we did some good here. And, you know, one of the things that we're charged with as a city council is oftentimes doing things for the greater good. And our paramount duty is to ensure the health and safety of the citizens of Orrville, above all other things. And I can tell you, in my own experience, one very formative thing that happened with me 45 years ago is one of my best friends was struck and killed riding a bicycle on a street in Orrville with no sidewalks. I know that it's been said, we haven't had any accidents up here. If there are, you know, why haven't they been reported? Do we need to have someone struck and killed before we are compelled to act? And to that I say no. You know, if we do that, then we abdicate our duty. So I think you know where this is leading with my vote. I'll wait for the roll call, but I just wanted to justify where I'm coming from on this. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Morrison. Yes, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to speak. Obviously, this is legislation that came out of a committee that I am chair of. When I uncovered this about a year ago, I wanted to make sure that we really had time to do due diligence with this project. Obviously, I've only served on council gone on 3 years now, and it's literally a decision that I had to recreate and reach out and go meet with people that had something to do with the phase one sidewalks. Once I, you know, talked to different people throughout the community, reached out to some people, had people show up like Mr. Corfman over there that was involved in a couple of it, talked to some residents that wasn't quite happy over on Beaver Street when they had to get sidewalks over in that area. It just came, you know, back to this is a project that should have been done, you know, a few councils ago. However, we did shift our priorities to streets, because at that time, I believe streets were, you know, pretty rough at that point in time. The last comment that I've heard from citizens that were on the other side of town is, you know, how can a certain part of the community of Orrville make a decision for us not to complete a project? And that's where, you know, I kind of went back to, you know what, we're here to make decisions for the greater good of all citizens, not just one area of our community. So at the beginning of this, when this legislation was first introduced, and we started going to discussions, I didn't have a full understanding of this project, and I'll be 100% transparent with that. However, a year later, with trying to recreate this project and talking to people from the start, from the first three phases, I now have a pretty confident decision, you know, and where I'll go. And that's because of all the facts and the greater good that I've communicated with throughout this entire process. So I want to echo these guys here. You know, decisions that we make are not just overnight, let's push it through, let's get it done. This is actually what's best for our community and what's going to benefit us, you know, for the future and future generations. And I take pride in every single decision I make, it whether if it's popular or if it's not popular. With that, I have nothing else, Mr. President.
Good. Any other questions or comments? Is council ready to vote?
Mr. President, I move resolution 1822 be adopted as read.
Second,
Mr. Mosley.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handward.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 1922. I move this resolution be placed on third reading.
Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handward.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 1922. A resolution establishing policies for phase four of the Oroville Sidewalk Installation Program for the City of Oroville, Ohio.
Questions or discussion on this? Yes, Mr. Warson.
Mr. President, I'd just like to add that in this resolution, we've addressed a lot of the concerns, a lot of the exceptional properties. We made provisions for people with limited incomes, limited and lower incomes. We've tried to make this as painless as possible with the provisions in this resolution. It tags right along with the first resolution, but that is specifically why this resolution exists, is because we don't boilerplate things, we don't just push them through. This part of the this resolution is a result of all that deliberation and all that time that we took in reaching this moment.
Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 1922, this is the resolution that I believe the first resolution that just passed does not exist. If administration and the mayor doesn't, you know, help us figure out the second resolution, which is a resolution full of, you know, opportunities to help citizens, you know, that address their concerns. This resolution is what we got out of, you know, the entire year. It's pretty much, I mean, it's definitely something that was not passed with the previous phases at all. So with that, I want to thank council for obviously coming up with this resolution, and as well as administration helping us figure out, you know, what's right and what makes sense. With that, I have nothing else, Mr. President.
Very good.
Is
council ready to vote?
I move resolution 1922 be adopted as read.
Second,
Mr. Mosley.
Handward.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you very much. That concludes our old business for this evening, so we can move on to new business. Mr. Warson.
Resolution 2222. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Handward.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handward.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 2222. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with the State of Ohio Purchasing Cooperative Department of Administrative Services to purchase one 2022 or newer Ford F-550 truck for the Service Department of the City of Oroville, Ohio, or alternatively, to purchase said vehicle from another dealer on equivalent terms, conditions, and specifications, but at a lower price than it can be purchased through the state contract as allowed by Ohio Revised Code Section 125.04 and declaring an emergency.
Questions or comments?
If I may, Mr. President, as Mr. Mosley stated, this project is a replacement of 2222 and Resolution 2322 are replacements of two F550s. One is a 1986 GMC that's being replaced, so we've gotten only 36 years worth of life out of that. And if you've seen it, it looks every bit its age. So, and then a replacement of a 1999, which is the part of the main vehicle fleet that we use to plow our roads during the winter. So I do request approval tonight if possible. We are seeing quite a bit of lag time on delivery times on the vehicles, so we'd love to get in the assembly line, if you will, to get the project moving forward. And though I just to be very honest, I don't believe we'll see the vehicle this calendar year.
Mr. Wheeler, one question is, will the vehicles that they're being replaced, will those be auctioned off in a public auction, much like the fire equipment?
Yes, sir. They absolutely will. We had discussed whether to trade those in or to sell them via the auction, like the Gov deals, which is how we have done the fire trucks. And we did decide to move forward with the auction, feeling like we would get more bang for our buck as far as the dollar amount with the public auction.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Good. Council, ready to vote.
The availability of vehicles is something that has pushed us several times throughout the last 2 years. We budget and plan for these things to come in a given calendar year, but it's really difficult to take delivery if we don't get out ahead of the crowd. And for that reason, I move here, just as I moved on several of these other vehicles that we had planned and budgeted for, to suspend the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of the resolution on three separate days. A second.
Mr. Mosley seconds.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 2222 be adopted as read. Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 2322. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second. Second, Mr. Handwerk.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 2322, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with the State of Ohio Purchasing Cooperative Department of Administrative Services to purchase one 2022 or newer Ford F-550 truck for the Cemetery Department of the City of Orville, Ohio, or alternatively, to purchase said vehicle from another dealer upon equivalent terms, conditions, and specifications, but at a lower price than it can be purchased through the state contract, as allowed by Ohio Revised Code Section 125.04, and declaring an emergency.
It's pretty similar to the one before.
It is. Other than this vehicle will be specifically designated for the cemetery. We have one primary dump truck that's allotted to the cemetery. It is the 1986 that we'll be replacing at the cemetery location. It's used obviously to plow the cemetery streets, as well as used for our burials as well. So it's pretty much a primary vehicle. It will be purchased out of the cemetery fund, which has money designated specifically for equipment purchases related to the cemetery.
Any you said this is going to be auctioned off, maybe, or will it be recycled around? Or, all I'm interested in is Duran Duran or Billy Idol tapes that are in the glove compartment.
That's
all. So, 1986, that's the best music ever. So, yeah.
But, that's a great point. I didn't even think about that.
So, yeah, you might list those separately. So, yeah.
It'll really go for a lot more at auction if we can include
right.
tapes.
Operational question.
Yes.
So that's a cemetery truck.
Right.
During a snowstorm, does that go out on the streets as well?
Yeah, it does not normally unless we need it. If there's a, we have an allocation of vehicles that is both, we have the 550s as well as the 750s, which are the really large ones. So between the two, that's typically the ones that are out on the street. In a blizzard situation, it's all hands on deck and we bring out whatever we need. But yeah. Primarily, it'll be used at the cemetery.
So if we order these two trucks tomorrow, who gets the first truck?
I would say the street department will be priority.
Yeah. Same comment as before. We get in line when we order these things. We move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
A second.
I believe Mr. Shanklin got here first.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanbert.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move Resolution 2322 be adopted as read.
Second.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Hanbert.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 2422. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Mr. Hanbert.
Hanbert.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 2422, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into a contract and or contracts for a period not to exceed 3 years without bidding for selected insurance needs of the City of Moorville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
I'm sure there's quite a lot of questions and discussion about this. This is another exciting topic.
Yes, one of those that... Yeah. You don't talk about much, but it's obviously pretty critical. This covers our property liability, auto, and cyber insurance. It's kind of deceiving. It's a 3-year term, but annually we do review the rates, and we work with Weichert Insurance to ensure that we're getting the best rate possible. So we're not locking into a rate for 3 years as much as locking into the agreement with the insurance companies. I just want to be clear that we're not locked in if things were to. We've been very fortunate on our insurance rates. Our insurance has been typically some of the lowest we've had over the last 13 to 15 years. There was, I believe it was liability insurance was double what it is now 20 years ago. So that's how things have kind of evolved in a good way for us on that. So cyber insurance, on the other hand, is evolving in the opposite direction, as we talked about, I think, a few meetings ago. So I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Any compelling reason to pass this tonight?
Yes, please. The renewal is due coming up here. If possible, we would.
Okay.
They are kind of anxious for us to have this documented so that we can move forward.
Okay.
Mr. Chaykin, you have a question?
Yeah. Can you elaborate the without bidding?
So what that means is there's a state law as well as this charter allow us not to bid professional agreements. One of the reasons on that is it's so hard to get an apples to apples on a professional agreement. So engineering, insurance, architectural agreements, those are all exempt from the bidding requirement, which is basically saying, here's what we want. Now everyone bring in numbers, and oftentimes it evolves into kind of hard, like I said, it's really hard to get apples to apples comparison.
I do have one other question. How soon are they wanting the answer? And if it was within the month, how come we haven't looked at this sooner?
So this is a triennial legislation that, just to be very candid, we didn't notice it. As we missed Karen Flitter on this one, to be honest with you. As a result, it came to our attention that it hadn't been passed yet, so that's why it's on there. But
thank you.
Yeah, we've been working with the insurance company for a month or two now on the rate.
I could kind of chime in with the without bidding part. Our ordinance is codified certain, and it follows the Ohio Revised Code, certain areas that are not required to be bid. So we referenced that in the ordinance. I actually went back and took a second look at that just to make sure, as I always do, that we were within those areas that are not required to be bid. So
thank you.
Maybe we'll get into the finer points of what it means to bid something versus not at some point. That'd be great, another great topic.
It's riveting.
So, yeah.
Oftentimes we are still soliciting proposals. It's just not done through a formal process.
Yeah.
Insurance isn't one of those that falls into that particular bucket, but majority of the time we are still soliciting multiple informal bids.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're not trying to get the lowest price and
right.
Best coverage.
So, yeah, but
bidding is a very formal process.
The language,
regulated.
The yeah, language yes. is a little deceptive, or the meaning's a little bit different. Kind of like declaring an emergency. Is it burning? No, it's not an emergency. It's the words that follow the statutes that we have to repeat and follow.
Yeah, more discussion about insurance.
So I assume that Mr. Brick is a broker. He probably price shops.
It is. Weichert is who we've been with for many years. Utility company, we use them as well.
So he'll price shop within those 3 years to find his best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready to vote.
Everyone needs insurance. Therefore, I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Ms. Ferris.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 2422 be adopted as read.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you very much. That concludes our new business for this evening, and so move on to any comments for the good of the order. Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Orson moves.
I'll second.
Carr seconds.
Orson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Very good. Our next meeting is June 6th, 2022. Until then, our meeting is adjourned. Have a good evening.
Yeah.